Okay, today is Daf Mem Hey. We're on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We are on the 1, 2, 3, 4th line from the where the lines get wide. Amar Rav Hanan, Shmaz Bina Demar Shmuel Tarti. We see from Shmuel what he said yesterday. We see two things. First of all, Chadahach. First of all, is the one thing we saw yesterday that if you sell your Eved to Chutz La'aretz, he goes out free, right? And any kinyonim are batal. Ve'edach, and the other thing, the Itmar, Hamocher, saw the Bishnas Yovel Atma. If you sell a field during Yovel, right, so we know that on Yovel all the fields go back. What if you sell during Yovel? Hefker, right? So what happened to the, but you made it, I made a sale with you. I gave you a field, you gave me $100. Oh, so Rav Omar, Mechura V'yotze. It's a sale, but the money goes back. And therefore, the buyer.
The field goes back.
The field goes back, but not the money.
So the buyer
took money, and he flushed it down the toilet.
Exactly.
He just lost his money. Shmuel Amar, no, ain't a Mechura Kolekar. It's not a sale at all. And therefore, no one loses any money. Now, Bechada Hadar Rezvini. In one of these two cases, meaning the case with the Evid and the case with the fail during Yovel, Ubechada Lo Hadar Zvini. And in the other case, the money doesn't go back. The Lo Yadana Haimanev, I don't know which one's which. I don't know which one it goes back and which one doesn't go back. So Amar of Yosef, next in, let's see. Midatani Bebraisa, it says in Bebraisa, Hamocher Avdol Lechutz Laretz, if you sell your field to Chutz Laretz, Yotzel Lecheris, he goes out free, Fitzarach get Shechra from Rabo Sheni. And you need to get Shechra from the Rabo Sheni. Shmamidah, what do you see from here? Kiniya Rabo Sheni. The Rabo Sheni acquired him. Because he has to write a get Shechra. But Veloha Dezvini, he doesn't get the money back. Right? V'chiyamar Shmuel Hasam, Eno Mechura, V'chiyamar Shmuel Hasam, Eno Mechura. And what do you see over there? It's not a sale. One second. V'chi Amar Shmuel Hasam, that if you sell a field by Yovel, ain't a mechura, that's not a sale. Umo is chosrin. The money does go back. Right? How do you know the money goes back? Because by the case of the Eved, it doesn't go back. And we said, one case of the money went back, one case didn't go back. V'rav Anon, Brisa, lo shmielei. Rav Anon didn't know about this Brisa. Right? Because he wasn't sure. V'i, midi Shmuel. And what about Shmuel? Says Rashi, what about Shmuel? Says Rashi, second line. Vim Tomar, Liv Shot Midi Shmuel. What about Shmuel? The Amar, he said, Eina Mechura Kol Iker Alma Kivu Delav Mecher Hu Mos Chosrin. So why doesn't the money go back? Mimai, why not? Eina Mechura Umos Chosrin. Dilma Eina Mechura Umos Matana Nitnu. Mos is a Ninu. Mos is a Matana. I wanted to give you money. You don't want to take it. So if I have some scheme, I'll buy the fields from you during Yovel. The field doesn't transfer, but you got yourself a few dollars. It's a way of giving a gift. As a matter of fact, it's like someone who's Mekadosh's sister. You can't do that. So if I give my sister $1,000, and say, I give her a diamond ring, that doesn't work. Right? Why did I do that? The Itmar, HaMekadosh's Achoso, Rava, Mamos Chosen. Rava says, well, the money goes back. You can't be Mekadosh's sister. It doesn't work. Shmuel Amar, no, Mos Matana. It's a Matana. You know, everyone knows. What are you doing? It's a nice way of giving her some money without making her, not embarrassing her. Same thing over there with the fee. Amalei Abayler of Yosef, my chazis de kansinan lelokeach. Why do we canast the buyer? Right? The buyer doesn't get his money back. Why do we do that? Niskine lemoche. Why do we canast the seller? Why are we picking the buyer? Both parties did something wrong here. We're talking about the Eved now. You're not allowed to sell an Eved in Chutz Laretz. So why'd you do that? So, the buyer has to pay, give it back, and he doesn't get the money back. Why? Why him? Why don't you canast the mocher? So Amalei, well, lavach bara ganav. Well, the mouse doesn't steal. Elachura ganav. The hole steals. In other words, if the mouse has nowhere to go, he's not going to steal.
Right.
So really, so too, if the buyer had no one to sell it to, nobody would buy it.
Right.
So it's the seller's fault. If not for the mouse, what do you want from the hole? In other words, it takes two to tango.
Yeah. Right.
So, you're right. Mistabra, the answer is, Hecha de Ika Isura Hasam Kansinan. Well, where's the Issa right now? It's by the buyer.
Right.
He has it. It's a knas on him. Lamaisa, he has the Aveira. He has the Evid. Improperly. Knas on him.
Even before the transfer?
We made a transfer. He comes to Chutz Laretz. By the way, he walks into the Eved party. And by the way, you know, you're free.
Right. He goes back and says, give him money back.
Give him money back. No, I don't have to give you money back.
So it's not after the actual killing. It's actually, they have to be the transmitter.
Yeah, yeah, I think after they actually go. So, Hahu Uvda, there was a story. The Arat me chutz la'aretz la'aretz. He went from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Azal Mori Abasrei. The master followed him. Asala kameh de Rav Ami. They came in front of Rav Ami. Amalei, Rav Ami told him like this. Nichtav lach shtara admei. Write a shtar how much you're worth. Write a shtar how much you're worth. V'kasev legita decherusa. And write a get shichur. Right? In other words, he's going to buy his freedom. Not getting it for free. He's going to buy his freedom. Right? So the whole discussion over here, isn't there an isser to free your eved? So what's Rav Ami saying? Let him write a thing he owes you and free him. Right? So some say the only aveira is if you don't get paid for it. To stop, you know, you're one of these people. I want to free all slaves.
Lincoln,
right? I want to free all slaves. It's not fair. That's an isser. You get paid for it. What's the difference if it's cash or an eved? That you're allowed to do. So he's getting paid. The eved's paying his freedom. That you could do. Others say, no, even that you can't do. It's only a whole discussion. Anyway, v'ilo mafkina leminach. And if you don't, I'm going to be mafkir him anyway. Right? Now, what was the case? This case was that he ran, it's a funny case. He went from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. That's a funny thing, what this ever did. We never had that before. We always had the other way. He'd taken him out of Eretz Yisrael. Now he ran to Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Ami says, if you don't do this, I'll free him anyway. Why? Midirav achi berei derab Yoshia, gizont. The Tanya. It says like this, gizont. Lo yoshivu ba'artzecha. They can't stay in the land. Who's they? The goyim that are in Eretz Yisrael. They can't stay. Why? Penyachtiu oschali. Because they're going to make you sin. Yeah, you hang out with bad people, you become bad. So you live in a place with the seven nations, you're going to be followed their ways. Now, Yachal, I would think, ba'ovid kochav shikib alav shalo lavot ovaros kochav makasav medaber. Maybe we're talking about an eved, a goy. Maybe you're talking about a goy. And he said he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah. Why maybe we're talking about a goy? Because what does the pasuk mean when it says, don't let anyone live here because they're going to make you bad? Isn't there a mitzvah to kill everyone? Well, sechaya kol neshama. You have to kill them all. So what do you mean they're going to stay around and make you be bad? So tomorrow, Tosfos is going to quote a medrash of some strange Yerushalmi that Yehoshua sent them a letter and said to everybody, you have three choices. You could stay and behave. You could leave. You could fight us.
Who's that?
To the seven nations. Right? So Yeshua sent a letter. Like, they heard of such a letter? So I'm not 100% sure what the Gemara means over here, because they could stay in peace and behave. And give up Avodah Zarah. Which is
really only said drops leaflets before their
bed. Exactly. So you could stay. Yachal, Ovid Kochavim, the goy, Shekibel Alav Shlo La'avod Avodah Kochavim Makasim Bedavar. He promises not to worship idols. Talmud Lama, no. Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav. You don't return an Eved to his master. Ashal Yinatzel Elachem Yem Adonav. Right? So what does that pasuk mean? Lo Saskir Eved El Adonav. Ashal Yinatzel Elav Me'im Adonav. Right? This is a goy it doesn't mean an eved. It means a goy that ran away from Avodah Zarah, right? He's rejecting Avodah Zarah, and he wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael. But listen, the Jews are here now. They're the ones in charge. They don't like Avodah Zarah. All right, I won't worship Avodah Zarah anymore. I'll run away. It's fine. It's over. It's fine.
So
I want to be on the winning team.
Is he becoming Jewish?
No, but he's not going to worship Avodah Zarah. So he's not going to. I'm not going to. What bad influence do I have over them? I'm not going to worship Avodah Zarah. So I don't keep Shabbos. They don't care.
They don't need to.
Right? Zion mitzvahs. I'll die Zion mitzvahs. They came. They won every war. They took over. I won't give a vote to Zara anymore. I don't want to leave. Right? And then we're afraid maybe he will go back to a vote to Zara. My takanta. What could this guy do? Amcha yeshev b'kirbacha. Right? He can stay. Fikashali Rabbi Yoshia. One second. Haime Ama Donov? What do you mean from the man? What do you mean that Donov? We're talking about a regular guy. It may imav aviv be bailey. It should say from his father's. He doesn't want to leave his father. He doesn't want to leave his father's homeland. He's been living here a long time, this guy. I won't worship. So what does it mean that Donov? Doesn't make any sense. Ella, Amar of Yoshia. No, it's Bemocher Avdo L'chutz La'aretz Hakasa Medaber. He's selling, it's a guy who sells an Evet to Chutz La'aretz. So, Kashalel Rabbi Achi Bered Rabbi Yoshia. Hay asher yinatzel elecha, asher yinatzel me amcha mi boyalei. Right? Is yinatzel me amcha. Ella, so it doesn't make any sense either, because the question was that he's leaving his whole nation. Ella, amar v'acha, berei, Rabbi Yoshia, the eved shabarach michutz la'aretz ha'kasam dabar. It's talking about a guy, an eved, who ran from chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. And that's the person who we're talking about. And he becomes free. So says Rav Ami, if you don't free him, I'll free him anyway. Because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk, this funny pasuk. It alludes, it's a hard pasuk to translate. What does it mean, this pasuk? Right? It alludes to the fact that an eved that runs from chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael can become free. So you better get him paid to pay you, I'll free him anyway.
You're not worried you might be encouraging slaves to run away?
Into Eretz Yisrael to become Jews? They have Jews already.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know.
Away, they can acquire their freedom. You
know? Right. But they have to pay. If they don't pay, I don't know if they know all that. Anyway, Tanya Idach, Lo Sazgir Eved El Adonav. It says, Lo Sazgir Eved El Adonav, Rebbe Omer, Belokeach Eved Almanas L'Shachra Kotzim Medaber. It's where you get an Eved on condition to free him. Hey Chidami, what does that mean? Armor of Nachman, it's like the Kotzav La Hachi. You write like this. Likisha Ekachecha, when I get you, Harei Atzmacha Kenu Yalach Me'achshav. You'll be freed from right now. That you could do. Rav Chista, Arak Le Avda Le Beit Kutai. Rav Chista's Eved ran away to Beit Kutai. Shalach Le Hadur Nihile. Return him to me. So Shalach Le Le Lo Sazgir Eved Al Donav. Well, doesn't it say you don't return the slave to the master? He's free now. So the parentheses just say, well, it's Hashavas Aveda. So I don't know if you read that, I don't know. So anyway, Shalach Lehu, Hu, the Avet Shabarach, Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz, Ukudvachem Ber Devoshia. That's only true if he ran from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Then there's a din, you don't return the slave, he's free. That's not what happened here with my slave. Umayshna, the Shalach Lehu, Kudvachem Ber Devoshia. Why did he tell them that Rav Acha Ber Devoshia said that? Why didn't he just say, he's talking to Kusim, that's the halacha? Right? The answer is because Mishum Dimashma Lehukra. Because you wanted to point out it was a pasuk. Because the Kusim only holds from Sukkim. They don't hold from Drasha. They don't hold from Memras. The pasuk said it. The pasuk says it's only. Okay. Right. I don't know if it only applies to the seven nations. That was the Havamin it applied to them. Then we said no. It means any enemy that runs from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael gets his freedom. So Abaya, Irkas Lechamra Beit Kutai. Abaya lost his donkey by the Beit Kutai. Shalach Lehu Shadvali. He said, return it to me. So Shalach Lehu, Shalach Le, Shalach Simana. Well, give a simon, it's your donkey. So Shalach Lehu, the Chivra Kirise. It has white under its belly. So Shalach Lehu, Ilav the Nachmeni At. It's not for the fact that you're Nachmeni, you're the God of Ador. Lo Havi Mishadvali, Mahalach. We wouldn't have returned it to you. Every donkey has white over there. What kind of simon was that? But there's a halacha that a gadol adar, a talmud chacham, can give a simon that everyone knows about. Not gonna lie, Abaya's gonna lie, right? Abaya's gonna lie. Not gonna lie, Abaya. So okay, you can return it to him. Other person might lie.
No,
the halacha can betray, right? So is that you? Oh, that's my wallet. You give me a simon. Well, it's a wallet. It holds money. What kind of simon is that?
It's black.
It's black. Yeah.
So when
the only
gadol adar
happens,
like
a talmud chacham. I don't know what the gather. I don't know what the gather is. So,
yes, you're included.
Ein podin es hashvuyin. It's a famous Mishnah, famous Gemara. The whole Gemara is a half a page. Ein podin es hashvuyin yoser al kadei demehen. You don't redeem somebody who gets captured more than they're worth. Now it says here. So yeah, yoser mikdei demehen. What does it mean, yoser mikdei demehen? More than they're worth, right? So Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say it here, but Rashi says, others say, what does it mean? It doesn't say, kidemei shavuyin. It says, kidemei demehen. So what does that mean? So the Meiri says it means, like somebody sold in a shuk. Right? Which means, it doesn't matter who you are. It matters by how much is a person sold in the shuk. What if you're Bill Gates, and you're worth a lot more than some bum in the street? It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't care what you're worth. Oh, so for Bill Gates, he's a rich guy. Right? To him, we'll have to pay more to get back. If some bum in the street, we'll pay less. That's not what the Mishnah says. It goes by demehen, which means everyone's equal. Very interesting.
Right, but people kidnap, they don't kidnap poor people, they kidnap rich people. And they want
No, the Arabs don't care, they just kidnap anybody.
Stop
a soldier. So what happened in the Middle Ages? Right? So who did they kidnap? They get kidnapped. They didn't get rich people. They kidnapped important people.
Important people.
The rabbi, right? The town elders. They're not necessarily rich. Right? So, Mibnei Tikkun Olam. This is done because of Tikkun Olam. What does Tikkun Olam mean? We'll see in the Gemara. It's a machlok. It's what it means. Now, Ve'ein Mabrichin Es HaShavuyin. What does this mean, Ve'ein Mabrichin Es HaShavuyin? You don't help somebody escape? What does that mean?
The Underground Railroad.
You don't help people escape. Mibnei Tikkun Olam. Again, what does that mean? We'll see. Rishir Begamil Omer. Mibnei Takanos HaShavuyin. Takana for the... What does that mean? We'll see. Now, Iboy Elohu. How do they Tikkun Olam? What does it mean Tikkun Olam? Is it Mishum Duchaka Ditziburahu? Because it's expensive on the tzibur to make them redeem people. Odilma Mishum Dulagarbu Velaisu Tvei. They're gonna keep on kidnapping more and more people. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? The nafkamina is if I'm kidnapped and I have a rich uncle, and it's not gonna make one bit of a difference to the tzibur, can he redeem me? If you hold the answer is because it's a dochek on the tzibur, then my rich uncle can redeem me. But if it's because it's going to create incentive to kidnap more people, then my rich uncle can't redeem me. Because everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere, so it just won't stop. You hear that? Very interesting. If I have a rich person, I'm not raising any funds. I can do it myself. You still might not be allowed to, because it gives the goyim incentive to kidnap more people.
Exactly.
Nothing to do with the tzibur. Doesn't cost anybody a nickel. My rich uncle did it. Right?
Eventually it hurts the tzibur anyway.
Why? It hurts the tzibur this way, because then everyone gets kidnapped. Yeah. Right?
And in it, that's a problem.
No, that doesn't hurt the tzibur financially.
Does that have to be financial?
But that's what I'm saying. Is it a financial issue, or is it a kidnapping issue?
Eventually, by the way, it falls to the same thing.
Correct. So Toshma, the Levi Bar Darga, Parke Lebrate, Beklesa Alfe Din Rezov. What do you mean? Levi Bar Darga redeemed his daughter for 13,000. So Amar Abaya, well, man may lame on the Rotzach Chacham Avad. Who said the rabbis allowed that? Dilma, Shlob Rotzach Chacham Avdu. Maybe the rabbis didn't allow it.
Right?
So Tosos says something fascinating. Look at the bottom Tosos. I have, you know, Hodetanya, 1 second. Perignaya Marasa, we learned. You have to redeem your wife no matter how much they ask. You hear? So what's going on here? Shiny Isha, Ishto, Davi Kegufo. No, Ishto Kegufo. The Yoser Mibito. Well, that's not a daughter. The Hacha, Al Atzmo, Lo Tiknushlo, Yitin Kalasha, Lo Ba'ad Nafsho. You can redeem yourself as much as you want. To redeem yourself, that you can do. Your wife, that you can do. Not your kids. Then this Gemara replies. But you and your wife, no limit. You're captured. Listen, I'll give you $1 billion. I'm a rich man. I'm Bill Gates. I'll do it. He can do that. He's not allowed to say, well, there's a halacha that for yourself, you're allowed. Right? You can't send the letter back to the shul. Listen, raise money for me. That they're not going to do. Right? Well, it says Yoser Midmeha.
It could be make a difference between a terrorist who wants to torch this guy or versus a guy who just wants the money and he just wants to keep him for years. There may be a difference. If the guy's being tortured and hurt,
right.
Then,
I hear.
You know, I don't know.
Then Tosva says, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Deparke Lahu Tinok, B'mamon Harbe, Banazakin. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya redeemed this child for a lot of money. So that's something fascinating. Lefisha Yemuflag B'chachma. He saw he was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. So what kind of heter is that? Inami or b'shas churban habayis lo shayach de lo ligrifu. It was by the churban. What kind of thing? Can I steal more people? The whole thing doesn't matter. Doesn't apply. None of that applied in that no those times. So he did it. Okay. Then we said the aim of rikin es hashavuyin of tikkun olam. We don't encourage. We don't assist running away because of tikkun olam. We should make a little omer with netakon hashavuyin. So my benayu. What are they saying? Iki benayu deleka el achad. There's only one person. Therefore, what? So Rashi says. So like Elachad Shavu, there's only one captive. Tanakama Chayes Tikkun Olam Kulo Shema Yiktifu Al Hashavuyim Hasidim Lavo. They're gonna capture more people, right? Via Vietnam Bishal Shalas Ubacharitzim, and they'll put them in chains. They'll torture them. Next time, we had one runaway. There was an underground. Next time we capture somebody, we're gonna torture them. Therefore, they're not gonna run away. From Shimon Lo Chayish El Imkin Yesh Shavuyin Acherim Imo Shema Yiktifu Haboy Liasim Biyisurin. It's only a chashash if there's more than one. I'm not 100% sure what that is.
What does this mean? What's this more than one? a Jewish captive, you can't help them escape?
You can, only for the price. Only for what they're worth. Whatever the going price is.
No, what does that
mean? Right, you know, ISIS has $1 million to return people. That's a lot of money. Right, $1 million or $10 million? $100 million? Some crazy high. And then they did it, right? These Japanese people. They raised the money. They got their son back. It's a crazy amount of money. So the halacha is, no. All it does is encourage them to kidnap more people. Who's paying $100 million for this? That's a lot of money. Listen, I'm not saying I wouldn't try to do it if it was my kid. But it's horrible things. So the Chacham, by the way, the Rami Rattenberg spent 14 years in jail. Everyone knows that story. Why? He died there.
He wouldn't allow
them. He wouldn't allow them to redeem him. Exactly. Why? He took his halacha very seriously.
It's a hard thing. What's the safety? Not aiding a captive. What does that mean?
I'm not sure what it means.
What do you mean? Why can't a Jewish guy want to escape? You can't aid him? A Jewish slave? It's a
guy
slave.
No, who said it's a guy?
No,
I think it's a Jew.
A Jew.
Shmuel, it's not.
Shmuel, it's a Jewish cat. A Jewish cat. A Jew is captured. You can't facilitate this underground railroad to try to rescue him. So the Rashi explained because.
What's Tikkun Olam then?
What?
There's no Tikkun Olam.
The Tikkun Olam is that the next time they kidnap somebody, they're going to torture them so they can't escape.
Right.
That's all right. That's what I think it means. I wasn't sure what it meant. Isn't that fun to look at the art school? I wasn't sure what it meant. That's what I think it means.
Yeah.
If the art school says something different, I'd like to know.
No, I don't think so.
What it means, right? Next time they're going to lock them up in chains. They won't be able to move. They'll be able to breathe. It's very uncomfortable. This way, they'll let them run around in the yard, at least. Okay. Right? You help them escape. They're not going to let them run around in the yard. That's Tikkun Olam. Am I wrong?
You might hurt them more next time.
Right. So what's the nafkamina? What do they mean? One said, if there's one, okay, one time it happened. But you help 100 of them escape, that's it. Next time, they're going to torture them. Right? One can get away, one gets away. So one you can help.
Are we talking about escape or are we talking about ransoming?
Maybe escape. Okay. Bante de Rav Nachman, Bachshan Kedera Badaihu. The daughters of Rav Nachman, their hands got scalding hot from the fire, and nothing happened to their hands. Kasha Leler of Ilish. Rav Ilish was wondering. See if it says Adam Echad Me'elaf Matasi, Ve'isha B'chol Eile Lo Matasi. There's no place in the Torah where Nes was done for a woman. You hear this? That's not true. Whatever. Anyway, Ho'eka Banti Rav Nachman. Also, Rav Nachman's daughters, the scalding hot water falls on their hands, and nothing happens to them. That's a little funny. So Garmale Milse Vishtabai Vishtabai Inu Nabadayu. Rav Ilish and these daughters got captured together. Yomachad one day have a Yosef. This story is a wild story. Yomachad one day have a Yosef Gabayo Hogar, there was a guy there, to have a Yada Balishna Tzipori. He knew how the birds talk. Asa Urva Vikarile. He saw a raven. He said, what did the raven say? Amale Michael, what did the raven say? Amale Ilish Barach Ilish Barach. Ilish should run away. Amar Ah Urva Shikrahu. That raven's lie. I'm not going to listen to a raven. After all, a raven lied to Noah. This is what the Marsha says. The raven lied to Noah. Adahachi asa Yonah for Kakaris. A Yonah came and it was talking. Amalei Micah. Amar, what's the Yonah say? Amalei Ilish Barach, Ilish Barach. Ilish should run away. Amar, well, Knesset Yisrael, Kiyonah Metila. The Jewish people are compared to a Yonah. Shmaminah, Mitzrachas Lenisa. Anything's going to happen, I'm going to get out of here. Amal Ezel Achzi Bante de Rav Nachman. Let me go see Rav Nachman's daughters. E Kaiman bin Hamnusa Adrihinu. If they stood up in their faith, I'll save them. Amar, they said, like the Amar, he said, Nashi, call me the Islu Sadra and Lahadi Beis Akise. They talk privately in the Beis Akise, so I'll go listen to what they're saying. Shaminu, he heard, the Karmina, they said like this. Listen to this. Ede Guvrin, these captives are our husbands, right? They had relations with us. Vinahardai Guvrin. And back home, we also had husbands. Right? Let's tell the captives, let's get away from here. So our husbands shouldn't hear and try to rescue us. That's not a very, very flattering thing to say. Right? That's not very flattering with Nachman's daughters. Come, Arak, so our village ran away. He didn't rescue them. Also, he went. He crossed over the other side of the river and he escaped. Fahu Gavra Ishkahu Vikatlu. The guy who spoke bird language, he died. What that all has to do, I don't know. That's it? Something I said?
I have to go do a Dara.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want to come? Okay. You want to come? Let's go now.
I'm just afraid we're not going to have a minion.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
You got more
placements. I'm holding it for nothing.
So far, yes. There's nothing there yet. I have to go home. If you want to come, let's go.
What's that?
He realized that the way they were saving themselves was with witchcraft. That's why their hands didn't burn. Not such a flattering story about Nachman's daughters. Okay, next Mishnah. You don't save tefillin or a sefer Torah or mezuzahs more than they're worth. Goy steals a sefer Torah. He asks for $1 billion. You don't pay $1 billion. It's not worth $1 billion. It's a special thing. That's halacha. Same thing, right? Then they take an olam. Same story, but they take an olam. Amalei Rav Budya Rav Ashi Yeser Al Kadei Demein Hu Dein Lochin Habachtei Demein Lochin. But what it's worth, you can redeem, right? In other words, if the guy says, "I have a sefer Torah," what does the sefer Torah cost? 40, 50, 60,000? That's what I'll sell it to you for. That you have to pay. You have to pay it. Shma mina, sefer Torah shenim zebet ovdei kochavim korinbo. So obviously you can read it. Because what am I redeeming it for? Goy has a sefer Torah. Who wrote that sefer Torah? Obviously someone Jewish wrote it, a kosher sefer Torah, because otherwise why am I paying money for it? Why am I paying a lot of money for it?
Well, maybe just don't want the possession.
Dilma, lignos, maybe you're buying it just to bury it.
Or just keep it out of his
hands. Right, exactly. So it's not a raya. Amar of Nachman, Naktina, we have a tradition. Sefer Torah, shekasvu min yisrof. A Sefer Torah that got burnt, a Sefer Torah that a min wrote, you burn it. If a Sefer Torah is written by an apikoros, you burn it. It's not worth anything. Hashem says, Yudkei Vavkei in it, you burn it.
Wow.
Sefer kasvu ovid kochavim, if a guy wrote it, yignos, you have to bury it. Nimtza biyad min nig yignos. If it's a min has it, you have to also bury it. We don't know who wrote it. What's he doing with it? You have to bury it? You can't read from it. Nimtza biyad ovdei kochavim. Now he's a machlokas. If a guy has a sefer Torah. So amri leh yignos. V'amri leh korinbo. Some say you could read it. Why could you read it? So Rashi says, it's a svek sveka. Shema Yisrael kosvo. Right? V'im timtza lomar hu kosvo. Shema limkol Yisrael kosvo. He wrote it to make some money. The guy says, I'm a good artist. Let me write a Torah. Let me sell it. I didn't do it to be a guy because I know they're not going to buy it then. So I wrote it. Tosfos is like, what's Rashi talking about?
Yeah, but it's all the Shema.
So he doesn't know that. The point is, you don't have to burn it. You can even use it. Tosfos says, what? The guy's not allowed to write a Sefer Torah. The answer is, the guy don't write Sefer Torah. The guy don't do that. So if the guy has it, why are you allowed to read it? Because chances are he found it. Yeah, right. He got it from someone else. So there's a good chashash that it's kosher because the guy knows, I want to make some money. It's got to be a kosher Sefer Torah. Otherwise, the Jews aren't that stupid. They're not going to buy it. Sefer Torah shekas v'ovi kochavim. Sefer Torah that a guy wrote, Tani chadi yisrof. No, now some say you burn it. Tanya idach yigdos. V'tani idach korinbo. Some say you read from it. V'lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Hadatani Yisrov, who said you burn it? Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Stamachshavet, Ovik Kochav, Lavodas Kochav. Stamachshavet, no, these goyim are really hot under the collar goyim. He wrote it, L'shem Avodah Zarah. You can't use it, you have to burn it. V'tadatanya, Yignez, Dono says you have to bury it. Haitana, Hudatani Rabbi Mnuna, Braid Ravava, Mipar Shruna, Sefer Torah, Tfilin, Mezuzos, Shekasvan, Moser, if a Moser wrote it, why a Moser? Moser means that someone, he turned it over to the government, right? The whole discussion why a Moser is in this category.
Yeah.
He did one thing wrong. Right? Doesn't say any here, the guy doesn't wear shatnez. The guy wears shatnez, he can't write a sefer. Doesn't say that. But a Moser does say, Ovik Kochavim, Eved, Isha, Katan, Kusi, Yisrael, Mumar, all these people, Psulin, it's puzzle. Shenamar, Ukshartem, Uksavtem. You have to write it and you have to tie it. Kol sheyesh no b'kshira, yesh no b'ktiva. If you have to put on tefillin, then you can write tefillin. Kol she'ein no b'kshira, ein no b'ktiva. If you can't put on tefillin, you don't put on tefillin, like a guy or a woman, then ein no b'ktiva. You can't write it. Right? You can't write it. V'hadetanya, what about the following? Korin bo, v'hadetanya, korin bo. So then what do you do in such a case? You bury it. It's not a woman writes a sefer Torah. What do you do with that? You don't have to use it. You don't have to burn it. You bury it. Right? V'had d'tanya korinbo, when can you read from it? Haytana hu d'tanya, lochin svarim merov d'kochavim b'kol makom, v'lad she'ikos v'gil chasan. You can buy a Sefer Torah from a goy. No, nothing wrong with that, as long as you know it's kosher. Nothing wrong with that. And you can even use it. Ma'ay said it was a story, b'av v'kochav mechad, sh'metzidon she'ikos v'svarim, v'hidr b'shirim b'gam liel likach mimenu. B'shirim b'gam liel said, no problem. Right, no problem. Rishir Ben Gamliel, Ibud Lishman Boy Ksiva, Ibud Lishman Boy Ksiva Lishman Lo Boy. 1 minute. Rishir Ben Gamliel holds that you have to tan the hides Lishma. So where does Torah come from? Rishir Ben Gamliel said, don't worry about it, you can read it. What do you mean? He holds so machmir, he holds the hides have to be done Lishma. How do we know this? All this happened, right? The Tanya, Tzip and Zav, if you sprinkle gold, oh, Shatala, Alein, or Behemoth Temeah, Psulos, you can't use a non kosher animal. Or behemoth tahora ksheros. If the or is the skin, the hides is of a kosher animal is kosher. Afal pishol ibn lishman. Even if it wasn't don lishma, Rishir Ben Gamliel no. Afilu or behemoth tahora psulos achi ibn lishman. Even if a kosher animal has to be don lishma. So how do you know the writing? How do you know that was lishma? The writing lishma. He's very machmir. He says, oh, go ahead, the Torah. Don't worry about it. You can use it. Where'd that come from? So I'm a rabbi bar Shmuel. It's not talking about a goy. It's talking about a beger shechazar lusuro. It's a ger. A ger can write a Torah. But then he had to go back to his old religion. So he went back.
He became a yid just to write the Sefer Torah?
No. He's a yid. But he went back to his old religion. That's the case. That's why it's not really a goy.
He unconverted.
It's not really a goy. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Lusura kolshke dehavi le min. That's the min. If you're a Christian and you become a Jew.
And then you become a Christian again.
And you write a Sefer Torah. That's not a Jew.
No. It's a min.
It's a min. Right? So how's it good? I'm Ravashi, Shechazal Asur,
Mishum. But if you join us, you're not out. You can't get out.
You can't, but you're becoming out Bikaris.
Right.
Right? So no, Shechazal Asur, Mishum Yira. The guy that made him come back, he doesn't want to be a guy. He wants to be a Jew. He's faking for them because they're going to kill him. What? You converted to a Jew? We're going to kill you. Oh, no, it was a mistake. But really, he's a good Jew.
So it's basically Morano.
Right, so that's what it means when it says he's a goy. It's not really a goy. That's what it means. So that Torah is kosher. Tanur Rabbanan, Ma'alin b'dmehen, you can pay a little more ad kadei trepik. For my trepik, what is that? Amr of Sheshes Istira. It's some kind of amount. A little bit more you could pay. Hahu ta'isa, there was what do you call it? What's a ta'isa? An Arab. The icy chaisa de pili l'kame d'abaya. He brought a bunch of tefillin bags in front of abaya. Amalei,
a woman.
Amalei, I'm not sure what the story means. You obviously reish, but tamari, you bringing me pairs of tefillin like dates?
No, for exchange for some dates.
Oh, you want to exchange it from dates? Imle zahire, what does that mean? Imle zahire.
She became very angry.
She became angry. Why did she become angry?
She called Shakla Shadminzo Nahara.
She threw the.
She wanted
more money, so she threw them into the river, right? Amri loy boyli lazuze ba'ape kulahai. So Abaya said to her, I don't need that you cheapen them so much in front of my eyes.
Right.
What does that mean?
No, she's his fault because he should have offered more money. Exactly.
Well, I don't know. Why didn't this offer the money so it's not?
He offered too low.
Yeah.
Why do you offer fair amount so they're not destroyed?
So an interesting we have another minute. We could do the we'll stop here. We could do the toast of us of Kol Shiyashno Bakshira Yeshno Baksiva. We said only a person who could do tefillin can write tefillin. And a woman can't put on tefillin, so she doesn't write tefillin. A woman can't write tefillin. It says, Mikan Amar Ben Utam, De Ain Isha Agedes Lulav. A woman can't tie a lulav. You hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Before Sukkot, tell your wife, she'll put the lulav together. She'll take everything out of the refrigerator and put everything. She can't do that. Or V'osa Titzis. A woman can't make Titzis. Why? Kivan Delo Mifkadei. They're not Mechoyven Titzis. That I'm a chuyev in lulav. She could shake it. She's a chuyev. So she's not a chuyev. She's not in the kshira. She can't do the ksiva. She's not. Can't shake a lulav. She can't tie a lulav.
Doesn't apply to her.
She can't do it. Tosfos says no. The ain't near. I don't think that's true. Daha the medepaslid on bereisha tchelis titzis ba'ovik kochavim darish bnei Yisrael for asu v'lo of the kochavim mechal the isha kshira. You see, only a guy can't. A guy can't make the titzis for you, but a woman can. What can she do? She can't write tefillin. That she can't do, Taka. Ask your wife, do me a favor, put the lulav together. That she can do. Vamrina nami besuka ganbach kshira. Besov perakama desuka. Dafka besefet, a woman can put up a sukkah too. If you're lucky enough to get your wife to put up your sukkah, she could do it, right?
Very weak woman.
She could do it. So you're not going to find such a woman. Very hard to find such a wife. But if you can find such a woman, she can't tell you. Listen, I went to the Daf Yomi once, and then Hey on Gittin and Tosfos there says women can't do it. It's not true. She can do it. What can she do? Only can write tefillin. Daf kasef Torah tefillin and mezuzas tekzivu kshaitem uksaftem dashin and hachi. Only tefillin that she can't do. Daf Sefer Torah, also not. No Sefer Kodesh, not a mezuzah, also not. All right? Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah.